Life Audio. Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic looks at how nothing can be done without Jesus. We'll return to the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors. Jesus Never Ran by Ann Peterson, read by Leah Martin. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. John 6:38. Jesus came to earth to do the will of his Father. He tried explaining this, and they tried killing him. They thought Jesus was being blasphemous, but he was telling them the truth. He even explained that the Son could do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. John 5:19. In the same way, Jesus has explained how those of us who have accepted Jesus are dependent on him, much like a branch is dependent on a vine. And he tells us, "Without me, you can do nothing." John 15:5. So, may I confess something to you? I think I've not fully believed this verse, and instead I've translated it like, "Without him, I can do less." Often, I'll charge ahead and do things in my own strength instead of just relying on the Lord. And then when my strength gives out, like Peter who slipped down when he took his eyes off the Lord, I call out to Jesus. I used to pride myself on all that I could do, and when I was worn out, instead of going to the Lord for his strength, I would power up and keep pushing myself. It was like those I'd seen around me who would like wear busyness as though it were a badge. The busier I was, the more effective I was, right? No. I found out instead that I was wrong, dead wrong. Instead, I found verses where Paul instructs us that we're not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Then we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2. The temptation is great to just follow those around us, but we're to emulate the Lord, and he was like his Father. The Bible also says that God gave Jesus strength. Even though Jesus was God's Son, he had lived on earth as a man, subject to the same things we're subject to. Jesus had to nourish himself. He had to rest. And even Jesus was tempted as we're tempted. When Jesus needed strength, he would draw himself away from the crowds and spend time with his Father. Mark 6:46. Jesus also depended on God's word. When Satan drew Jesus into the wilderness to tempt him, Jesus quoted scripture. Jesus responded, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." Matthew 4:4. If the very Son of God depended on God's word, how can we think we can answer the deceiver when he tempts us? Studying Jesus, we also see he was in step with the Spirit. One mistake we can make as Christians is to pray about something and then become impatient, waiting for God, and choose to run ahead. I've been guilty of this in my own life. I'll do something and then ask God to bless it. But God wants us to wait on him, and he tells us this repeatedly in Scripture. Being in step with the Spirit means we keep in step with God's Spirit. Galatians 5:16. When I think about Jesus being in step with the Spirit, it dawned on me one day that no matter what was going on in Jesus' life and all that he had to do, Jesus never ran. He could have, but Jesus was always waiting on God's timing. Jesus didn't lean on his own understanding. We see this in Proverbs 3:5-6, when God tells us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and to not lean on our own understanding. But I have leaned on my own understanding with my whole heart. And instead of acknowledging God in all my ways, I try to figure out things all by myself, and then I ask God to work. It's no wonder I don't recognize God's leading. I don't wait for God. Let's remember, God's not done working on us. Paul tells us that God who began a good work in us will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:6. That's good news for us. It means there's still time for us to learn how to walk with the Lord. We are works in progress. One day, we'll look like Jesus. 1 John 3:2. Intersecting faith and life. Are there areas in your life where you try to run ahead of God? Do you struggle with acknowledging God in all your ways? Each day is a new day to trust God. And God invites us to go to his throne room where we will receive mercy and grace. Hebrews 4:16. Jesus often went to God's throne room. Jesus, who never ran. Lord, I pray for anyone who is struggling to trust you. Father, remind us of your presence every day. Help us to spend time alone with you so your Holy Spirit can remind us of your truths. Lord, give us strength when we feel weak. We look to you, Lord, and we pray this in your Son's precious and holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me share this poem with you. Tattered. Lord, I'm feeling tattered in places, even bare. And where I used to feel so strong, my strength's no longer there. And then he takes me by the hand and whispers, "Don't you see that when you're weak, I'll be your strength if you just trust in me." For further reading, do a Bible study on the time when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Matthew 4, 1-11. Or read my article on crosswalk.com, "Fear Not, For I Am With You," the true Bible meaning of Isaiah 41:10.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compare To You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compare To You is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.